That'll feature art, antiques, and collectibles. And they have a special display, by the way, of some of these art and antique items. It's an open house for you. At 2 o'clock Sunday, drop by Channel 15 and view some of these things. The public is cordially invited. I'm going to be involved, too, by the way, a week from today in the auction, and I'll tell you about that a little bit later. Good morning, Ask Your Neighbor. Have a bad connection. Now we got it.
Hello?
No, we've got it! We've got it!
Good morning, Ask Your Neighbor.
Good morning, Ted.
Fine, how are you?
This is Wendy. I need the word to Chris Christopherson's Wyoming Lord. Doesn't he the one to sing it?
Sounds like it, yeah. Is that the name of it now?
It's Wyoming Lord is the name of the song.
Yeah.
I need the words to it.
Anybody got the words to Why Me, Lord?
Yes.
By Chris Christopherson. The record that he made, I don't know if he wrote the song or not.
They can call him before 3 o'clock at 343-4879.
4879. I started to say 344-WFIR. Because you're such a part of the program anyway. 343-4879 for Margie. Remember that song, too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Way back then. Okay, Why Me, Lord is the name of the song that you want the words to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, Ask Your Neighbor.
Yes, I'm wanting to know if you have anything listed on your sheet up there. I have some furniture that I want repaired, some chairs, and do you have anyone?
Well, the best we can do is just put it in front of the audience to answer, call in answers, because they don't keep a backlog of information anymore.
Uh-huh. Well, would you ask them to call 890-2715.
2715, and you need furniture repaired, is that correct?
Yes, I want the rounds in my dining room chairs are coming loose, and I want them to take note and re-glue and things like they should.
I don't know whether Mr. Ball does that sort of thing or not. He does some chair bottoming and caning and stuff like that,
yes.
And I don't have his number available, but
yes.
Maybe somebody else does. 890-2715 is your number, though,
right.
For repairing furniture.
That's fine.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. I bet you got Mr. Ball's number. You don't?
Ted?
Yeah. I'm talking to you. You don't have Mr. Ball's number, do you?
No.
Okay, but you have something else you want to ask.
I want someone to do some sewing. Could I put my number on the air and have someone call me or I'll listen? Is this permissible?
Sure.
Huh?
Sure.
If anybody wants to do some sewing, I'd like to have them call me at 342-6375.
6375.
Uh-huh.
That's 342-6375.
Uh-huh.
And you need some sewing done.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
See, Ask Your Neighbor service program from WFIR. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Hi. I'm something I'd like to let the neighbors know about. We're trying to start a rescue squad in the Catawba, Mason Cove area of the county.
Okay.
And we do have a class going now, an EMT class, that's emergency medical technician. But we don't have enough people with the people we already have certified and the ones who are taking the class.
And what area is this again?
This is Catawba, Mason Cove.
Catawba, okay.
And we need some more people who are interested in helping us, who might be interested in taking an EMT class, or people who already have advanced first aid training.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who's interested in helping us, or knows of anybody who might be interested in helping us, and we really need people who are going to be home in the daytime. We welcome calls from anybody, but especially people who will be home in the daytime and could serve on the
school. Let's get your number down.
Okay, my number is 384-6364.
If you're interested in the Catawba Rescue Squad.
That's right, Catawba and Mason Cove.
Right, 384-6364.
Yes, sir. I'll
okay.
After 5:30 tonight.
After 5:30.
Thank you very much.
Okay, that number is 384-6364 after 5, please. Good morning, Ask Your Neighbor.
Good morning, Dan.
Yeah, Mr. Ball.
My number is 977-5759.
And do you do such repair as you heard about?
Well, she needs to go into a little more detail.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that myself. I knew you did some things, but re-gluing and all that sort of thing, it goes into something else, I guess.
Well, no, in some cases I have to do that before I can put a bottom in, but it just depends on whether the chairs upholstered or caned or a solid wooden something or what, but anyway.
Hey, you became famous with that article last week, didn't you?
Well, I really appreciate all the response that Ask Your Neighbor got from it. The only thing about the article, it lists my address as Troutville, which my address is Troutville, but my number's listed in the Roanoke part of the directory instead of the Troutville part.
Yeah, but it is 977-5759, which means it's not a toll, of course.
That's right.
977-5759. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling back. That's Mr. Ball. Good morning, Ask Your Neighbor.
Well, I was going to give his number for him, but he got on there, didn't he?
He sure did.
Listen, if anybody wants to give to the Marks of Dimes, well, I don't know how to say this, but that little baby that was retarded, they didn't feed it and it died.
I know.
Let's give to that little baby.
Oh, goodness.
Want to give it to Scott.
Right.
Just any way we can get it.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Birth defects, that's a, boy, that is a subject that can touch the heart of everybody, assured anyway. And think about the future generations that inhabit the Roanoke Valley. And, that's what they're doing. They're researching methods of prevention of birth defects, but not only that, they are helping the people who are already afflicted by this. Research, community, education programs, a lot of information and education goes out to mothers. Help programs, all that sort of thing. This is what the money goes toward for the March of Dimes. Birth Defects Foundation is what they call it. So put some money on Scott, our WFIR. A participant in the Walk America a week from Sunday, and that number is 344-6675, and also support Becky and her bunch, if you possibly can. That's for the Andrew Lewis team. Good morning, Ask Your Neighbor.
Good morning. Another thing about the March of Dimes, a lot of people don't realize they work in conjunction with the Roanoke Memorial and the rehab. And I had an infant son over there who was, he had some minor birth defects, but they helped a lot. They helped with expenses and with the studies and everything.
Oh, thank you very much for that information.
Sure. Bye-bye.
If you want to hear a little bit more about that, Mary Lewis, who is the mother of one of our poster children in the Rock Valley, is going to be speaking on Insight this Sunday afternoon with the Doty Mates about that very subject. And, you know, about how they work with the children. And there's a P.S. We Care program that's kind of a parent help program to help each other, help for the mothers to help each other who've had experience along these lines of having premature children in their family. You know, the prematurely born children, that is considered also a birth defect because it affects the children for the rest of their life. So you might want to join them on that. Do that thing, because I'm going to be on it too. When we're talking about the March of Dimes walk. Oh, something else, Sunday, if you get by the Roanoke City Library downtown, Roanoke City Public Library is having an open house, and they're going to present a Roanoke History review slide presentation by Randy West, and they're going to do lots of other things, have a little musical movie. It's from 1:30 to 5 at the Roanoke City Public Library, opening up Library Week. This portion of Ask Your Neighbor has been brought to you by Sears, where America shops. Sears, with values through Saturday. Shop and save.
Coming up in 96 News at 10:30, Roanoke City's Commonwealth's Attorney Donald Caldwell says he will not request a special grand jury investigation of the shooting death of a Southwest Roanoke man by a city police officer last Monday. We have 52 degrees under cloudy skies. At 10 o'clock, this is WFIR Roanoke.
CBS News, a compromise offer reported from Argentina. Good morning, this is David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Correspondent Neil Strasser at the White House reports that officials in Washington are confirming that Argentina's President Galtieri has offered to withdraw Argentine forces from the disputed Falkland Islands if Britain stops its fleet from steaming toward the islands. No response reported yet from London. Argentine officials are meeting this morning with Secretary of State Haig in Buenos Aires, and the mood there is optimistic. Correspondent Charles Gomez in the Argentine capital quotes sources there as saying a breakthrough may be imminent. So far, there's no indication that Argentine warships believed headed for the Falklands have changed their course. Britain's Prime Minister Thatcher apparently enjoys public support for her handling of the Falklands crisis. An opinion poll of British voters finds 80% of the respondents on Thatcher's side. But poll taker Robert Wooster in London says not a few Britons would take even more drastic action than has the government so far.
I shudder to think that one in four of the British public are out there walking around saying such things as that the to regain the Falklands, there should be a bombing of Argentinian military and naval bases, that 52% say sink Argentinian ships in Falkland waters, and 67% say land troops on the Falklands.
A few days remain for diplomatic maneuvering. The main British fleet is still well away from the disputed territory. More news in a minute.
It's gold, Prospector!
There's gold at them there, Dodge truck dealers!
The great Dodge Prospector Gold Rush is on!
The great Dodge Prospector Gold Rush is on! And Dodge dealers all over the state want you to stake your claim on 12 troy ounces of solid gold.
Prospector!
All to celebrate the new generation of Dodge Prospectors. Ramped up Dodge Ram pickups equipped the way most truck buyers order them, at savings of $200 to $1,000 depending on package. There's even a Prospector Ram Miser, America's lowest sticker price full-size pickup. There's nothing to buy. Licensed drivers 18 years or older only. Just stop in or contact your Dodge dealer for an entry blank.